This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives due to a factory fire in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recover soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official 6-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany from today to the 24th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of the 3 countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The visit is part of India's ongoing diplomatic engagements aimed at deepening strategic ties and enhancing cooperation with key European partners, focusing on strategic partnership, trade, investment, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gawai, visited Chaityabhumi in Mumbai yesterday and paid tribute to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. This marks his first visit to Mumbai after being sworn in as the Chief Justice of India. During his visit, Justice Gawai offered prayers at the Dr. Ambedkar Memorial, expressing his wish for the strength to uphold the values of freedom, equality, fraternity and unity enshrined in the Constitution framed by Dr. Ambedkar. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, unveiled the Sagar Mein Samman, SMS, a policy initiative of the Government of India to create a future-ready gender-equitable maritime workforce with the ultimate aim to increase participation of women in the maritime sector. The initiative was launched at the inaugural International Day for Women in Maritime celebrations in Mumbai yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said that India's maritime sector has witnessed a surge of women seafarers from 341 in 2014 to 2,557 in 2024, recording a whopping growth of 649%. He added that the engagement of Indian female seafarers on Indian and foreign-flagged ships is continuously increasing. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs being broadcast. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam program. The Deputy Chairman, Rajya Sabha Harivansh, led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of inauguration of the Pontificate of Pope Leo XIV in Vatican City. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yanthungo Patton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation had an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had earlier tweeted his felicitations to Pope Leo XIV on his election as Supreme Pontiff. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in penalty shootout in final at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in UPR, Arunachal Pradesh. The home team successfully defended their crown with 1-1 equaliser after regulation time, forcing a nervy penalty shootout. India had taken the lead in the second minute through captain Singamayum Shami's goal. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium tonight. Chasing a target of 200 runs, Gujarat's opening pair of Sai Sudarshan and skipper Shubman Gill remained unbeaten and made a tough run chase look easy, destroying Delhi's bowling attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.